over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about what's happened to our country because of the Supreme Court. And, you know, most people don't understand that one of the reasons for Vietnam was because it was a diversion. It was a diversion to take our attention away from what was happening here in the United States. Now, how can I say that? Well, very simply, because that's what the people on the other side said. That's what McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations, a national security advisor to both President Kennedy and President Johnson, said in an article in the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. The lead issue entitled The End of Either Or, and the idea of it's either guns or butter. And he said, no, it's not either guns or butter. Certainly, we can have both. It would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we had a choice between guns and butter, for exactly the opposite is the case. The great road forward towards changes in health, education, and welfare, anyone concerned about the issues of health and education and welfare, shouldn't strengthen the hand of our opponents by saying we have a choice between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our programs here, because exactly the opposite of the case, the road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. Well, it was during Vietnam that they took God and prayer out of our schools, and of course the Supreme Court found that a woman had a right to kill the unborn child within her, that America began to change and change dramatically, with all power shifting to Washington, D.C. But it all came about because of the Supreme Court. And our guest this morning, John Stormer, has written a great book. As far as I'm concerned, and I've got all the books out there on the Supreme Court, this is, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the best book available today. It's called Betrayed by the Bench. And you cannot understand so much of what's happening in America today. Why we just can't, the local communities can't do anything about pornography, why it is that everything seems to be mediated through Washington, D.C. We find our Congress consistently violating the terms of the Constitution. Why are we in a moral death spiral towards destruction? All of these things are directly related to the actions of our Supreme Court. And with that as a background, John Stormer, thank you so much, very much for being with us.
It's always great to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you pick up the story of your book, why you wrote the book, why it is so important?
Well, I wrote the book because, I've always been concerned about the Supreme Court banning prayer and Bible reading in the school, the banning of the posting of the Ten Commandments, the decisions of the court to find a supposed right in the Constitution for aborting babies or practicing sodomy. But as I've looked at and joined others in protesting those things, I came more and more to realize that they're just symptoms of a transformation that took over about 150 years, I guess, and that there were definite men who use certain methods to transform America's Constitution and courts and culture. And as I studied more and more and spoke on it various places, whenever, for example, in the last few years I had an opportunity to speak at a church, I always asked that I could teach a combined a combined teen adult Sunday school class on the biblical basis of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And I remember more than one occasion, but one specific. I was in a little church down in the Boot Heel of Missouri, rural church, and between Sunday school and church, after I'd finished that presentation, two men probably in their 60s, came up to me. One had just a little tear in his eye, and the question was, why have we never heard things like this before? And I came to realize that the American people have been planned ignorance. I started to do some research, and I couldn't find any history or government text published in America in the last 75 years that told succeeding generations of Americans the thing that makes America different than any other nation in history. It was the concept set forth, discovered, set forth in the Declaration of Independence, that our rights come not from a king, not from a government, not even from a constitution, but from God. And the Declaration then, of course, goes on to say that to make these God-given rights secure, governments would be instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. And that was the Constitution of the United States. The purpose for writing the Constitution was to make God-given rights secure. Now, that being so, the reason why Americans who've been protesting abortion and the finding that Americans have a right to practice sodomy and the banning of the prayer and the Bible, all those things, people have been protesting, and they should for a good many years, but after 30 or 40 years of these protests, we're in worse shape than we were when we started. And the reason is that people raise the question that God gave right, gave life, and governments don't have the right to take it away, or doctors don't have a right to take it away, or mothers don't have a right to abort their babies. Individuals don't have right to practice sodomy, which God calls sin. And the reason why, while their protests are correct, if you're going to deal with lawyers, you got to get on the legal field. And I've suggested that rather than just protesting and raising the question of life, and those questions are valid, you're gonna have to ask the question instead: how can a court find in a constitution written to guarantee God-given rights, rights to do all those things?
We'll be right back with John Stormer here, the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, John Stormer. And you know, what the average American doesn't understand is that there are people who hate America, who hate freedom, and there are people who would do away with our national sovereignty. They're globalists. And these people have been working for generations to alter our concept of what America is about. And that's why, for 75 years, you can't find any references in our textbooks to the truth about the origin of this country or the relationship between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Why? Because starting at the beginning of the last century, the great tax-exempt foundations, specifically the Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie foundations, took over and began to influence the publication of our textbooks and began to delete the things that Americans needed to know if we were to preserve our heritage. Why? Because they had a different agenda, because they had a different goal. And their goal, of course, was not to preserve our heritage, but to destroy it. And they've done a pretty good job. And as a result, even most lawyers do not understand our Constitution. In fact, as John has pointed out so many times, most lawyers never study the Constitution in law school. All they do is study the case law about what the courts have said about the Constitution, not what the Constitution says itself. So with that as a background, John, why don't you pick up the story of betrayed by the bench?
Well, we look at the fact that, as you point out, the transformation from the common law, which came from England and which American law was based, to today where we have case law or code law, and the reason for that change was that there were people involved, people with names and faces, who hated God. Roscoe Pound was one, the dean of the Harvard Law School. He was one of the men that, he was a very active Masonic leader of the views that you pointed out in your great book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And they were disciples, people like Pound and others were disciples of two 19th century philosophers, Hegel, the German philosopher, who said that everything is in a constant state of change. And then Darwin came along a little bit later, and he applied Hegel's views of this matter of change to biological species. And as those two faulty ideas permeated universities and philosophic thought and so forth, some people at Harvard said, well, then the law must change also. The law has to evolve. And they did it through the case law thing. And their goal was really to get rid of the common law that was the foundation of our whole legal system. And there were two reasons why they hated it. Number one, as Blackstone said, the man that wrote the commentaries on English law and on which lawyers were trained at the time of our the founding of our country, Blackstone showed and taught that the common law developed from the laws of nature and nature's God. And the goal of the common law was the protection of the individual, his freedom and liberty, and his property. And the pound people, these other liberal, or they're worse than liberal, they said we need to move from the Bible-based common law to what they called sociological jurisprudence.
Which is whatever men want it to be.
That's right. Specifically, they said we must base our law not based on the Bible and God, but on what's the best for society as determined by the social scientists. And, of course, those people were being financed, as you pointed out, by the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation and all the rest. They want to make man God. And they've done that. They have totally changed. That's why we have the, for example, the eminent domain decisions of the Supreme Court. Now, eminent domain is in the Constitution, that for public use, to build a road or put in a utility line, it's possible for government, with proper compensation, to take private property. But starting in 1954, the Supreme Court decided that public use could be anything that would bring in more tax revenue. In other words, you can take somebody's field or somebody's home to build a new retail establishment or a Walmart supercenter. It would be public use because it would produce more tax money for the government and for the public.
But, of course, what's wrong with that is that Walmart could negotiate with the individual and buy the property, and the individual might get a pretty good amount of money for it if Walmart wanted it. But how much better, for Walmart to support the members of the city council who would then take that property at a very meager sum of money to give it to the developer who is providing funds for their political campaigns. And don't think for...
Well, not only for their political campaign, but also if you put a Walmart in on the edge of town, all that sales tax revenue then comes sure. into the city coffers that the city council can go ahead and spend. And the money is the big factor. And at the expense of the individual and his private property. And that's just one area covered in the book. The real transformation of our society has come about because the Supreme Court, starting in about 1950 and then under Earl Warren, took the 14th Amendment, which was passed in 1867 or 68, and the only thing the 14th Amendment did, the purpose of it, was to guarantee that freed slaves could enjoy all the rights that all Americans had. And that's the basis on which it was interpreted for almost 100 years. But starting in the 1950s, they decided that the rights that all Americans enjoy would include the right to schooling, rights they invented to impose on the criminal justice system, rights over voting and one man, one vote, and some of those things. And over a period of about 15 years there, the Warren Court transferred control of America's schools, our criminal justice system, our voting and elections, and all sorts of areas from the states where it originally right to the federal government and the federal courts and the bureaucracy. And it transformed America in the process.
And the average individual doesn't understand that this was done having nothing to do with the law, but because there was an agenda. Would that be a fair statement, John?
I think so. Purpose being, ultimately, to you can't have a one-world government or move into a one-world government if you had 50 states in the United States, all of which had their individual sovereignty, and the only purpose of the federal government was very, very definitely limited things that the Constitution, that the founders said the federal government can only do a few things that states can't do themselves. And in the process, they move everything to Washington, and then Washington is in the process of moving us into a one-world socialist government.
And that really is almost a common denominator behind everything. It is this desire to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and establish a one-world government. The people who want this are traitors to our country. They've sworn to uphold our Constitution. They never had any intention of doing that. They have a different goal. As David Rockefeller said, I am a proud internationalist, and you need to read his memoirs. He makes it very clear, you know, why his daughters support Fidel Castro. Anyway, but with John's book, Betrayed by the Bench, this is really the best analysis of how we got to where we are, and really what the Founding Fathers felt about the relationship between the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. You have that one beautiful quotation, I think, from John Quincy Adams about, you know, the importance of the Constitution, the importance of the Declaration of Independence, and the virtue of the Declaration being then transmitted to the Constitution. They realized the two were inseparable, and this whole idea that God gave us our freedom, laid out within the Declaration, was then simply transferred to the Constitution. The Constitution was to guarantee the rights that were laid out in that Declaration. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, and the Declaration is the key. The Declaration's our founding document, and you mentioned, of course, the effort to transfer us into a one-world government. The Declaration of Independence is the basis of our national sovereignty, that we have a right as a people to be separate from England and the other foreign influences. National sovereignty rests on the Declaration of Independence. Our right to govern ourselves rests on the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration is under has been under attack today in academia and the universities and the textbooks and all the other areas. And again, it gets back to they don't like the Declaration because it says that our rights come from God. And these people don't believe in God. They don't believe in a God who intervenes in human affairs. And you can't very well acknowledge God in history class when you're denying them down the hall in biology class.
And, of course, it's really all part of this conspiracy, in my estimation, against God. And this is the reason for the attack on Thomas Jefferson, trying to discredit Jefferson. Because if you discredit Jefferson, then you can discredit the Declaration. And although Thomas Jefferson had written it, it was gone over and altered by the people who worked with him, and then acknowledged as really the very foundation of our society by the men who signed the Declaration of Independence. That's why our Founding Fathers are constantly being attacked by the intellectuals today.
In the book, Betrayed by the Bench, my book,
right?
We quote Dershowitz from Harvard, that ACLU-type attorney up there. He's written a new book, America Declares Independence, come out about a year and a half ago, and in it, he says that Jefferson and the other 55 men who signed the Declaration, we can't take it seriously because they didn't understand the meaning of the words that they were using.
I mean, but he does, because he's so much smarter. He's the guy who says it's all right to torture people. I mean, talk about depravity. Dershowitz gives depravity a bad name, but as it may, you have to understand the intellectuals today, those people who would betray our heritage, hate America. They hate the Declaration specifically because, of course, it lays out the foundation of our freedom.
And the tragedy is that not only Dershowitz and those liberals, but James McClellan, who has written one of the best books on the Constitution, he spends 16 pages trashing the Declaration, as Dershowitz did. And the libertarians who want to get back to some of the protections of the Constitution, they ignore God and the Declaration in their books, too.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment or two. We'll welcome your calls here, 970-689-8255.
I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, this is Mike McNulty. Have you ever been to a Chinese restaurant and have everything on the plate taste identically the same? Well, you won't find that as a problem at the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans, because those flavors, each and every one, are sealed very carefully into the dish. That's the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant in Evans.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick, and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, John Stromer, his book, Betrayed by the Bench. And you can't understand anything going on in America unless you understand what has happened to our Supreme Court. Now, most people think, oh, well, now we've got Roberts and Alito in there. Everything's going to be fine, but the truth of the matter is, it's still four so-called conservatives to five liberals, and it could very well be that nothing is seriously going to change, unless, of course, they want to placate the conservatives and make them feel all warm and fuzzy and throw us a few little bones with a little meat on them. But I really feel that they are not going to allow things to change, and the only way it's going to change is when the American people understand that we have been betrayed by people on the Supreme Court who were placed there for a specific purpose. And when they tell you, oh my goodness, you know, Ronald Reagan had no way of knowing how Sandra Day O'Connor was going to vote, or George Bush had no idea how David Souter was going to vote. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, if we just got the Republicans into office, everything would be fine. And yet seven of the current Supreme Court justices were appointed by a Republican president. So sometimes Republican appointees are even worse than the Democrat appointees. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, there's some definite indications to that. In the case of David Souter, I think everybody thought, oh, he was great, except our friend Howard Phillips was the one man who testified. He did the research to determine that David Souter, up there in New Hampshire, was on the board of a hospital, one of the few hospitals in the country that regularly did abortions. And he was on the board and oversaw that.
Sure.
And on that basis and some others, Howard did testify against Souter. I think there was he was unanimously, if I recall, approved by the Senate.
We should have been suspicious when all the Democrats voted for him. How could the Democrats be so much smarter?
Anthony Kennedy from California had his family background, his record on the Ninth Circuit was conservative. Of course, it's not very hard to be conservative on the Ninth Circuit, but in his statement before the Senate, when the Senate committee that approved him, he said, "You can rest assured that I have a firm commitment to our living Constitution."
Our living Constitution.
And
that means you can change it anytime you want to.
That's right. And Justice Scalia just recently made a speech in which he said, anybody who believes in a living Constitution is an idiot.
Well,
there are a lot of idiots around.
Sure.
They write books, and they teach in schools. Well, of course, we can't blame the poor school teachers that pick this up and use these books, because they've all been taught this for now for 50 or more years. And they just go along and nod their heads.
And that's why it's so important that people have access to the truth, to an understanding of our history and our heritage.
You know, Dr. Stan, I don't do a very good job of blowing my own horn, but you've said some really good things about my book, Betrayed on the Bench. But the important difference is there's some other good books out there on the courts, but they became bestsellers, and I'm afraid that there's an awful lot of people who are concerned who have Men in Black or Phyllis Schlafly's book or Roy Moore's Judge Moore's book. And they say, well, I already got a book on the court, so I don't need another one. But mine's different, and it gives some real answers. It's not just dealing with symptoms.
Well, that's why we carry John's book, because we think it is so important. Betrayed by the Bench will give you an entirely different perspective of how we got to where we are today.
And what we can do about it.
Right. Amen to that. And that's so important. What can we do about it?
What can we do about it? Well, I have a chapter on that. It starts out on a rather dismal note, realistic note. I say, people say, what can we do? And any realistic evaluation of the influence of the character influencing agencies in America, the schools and the universities, the news media, the entertainment business, and this is very important, the government bureaucracies, too many churches. You put together the influence of all of those agencies in our society, if you look at it realistically, you'd have to say, from a human standpoint, there is no hope. But fortunately, we don't have to look at things humanly. And there is a God in heaven. And one of the things in the book, Betrayed by the Bench, we have a couple of just a few places where we show that, on occasion, God has intervened in America's history. in the 30 years or so before the Declaration of Independence and before our break with England, God raised up people like John Wesley and George Whitfield and God used them to turn this nation upside down. Whitfield went to Harvard, and the record was, well, he went to Boston first, and 22 preachers ended up getting saved, became Christians. And he went to Harvard, and President Willard said, parents sent their sons here to have a polite education. And he said, then Whitfield came, and these young men are now on fire for God. It's impossible to know what impact they might have on our country and our future history. Of course, those men were our founding fathers. And God has intervened at other times in our history. But, you know, everybody sits back and says, well, wish God would do something. But God has limited himself to what he can do through us. And a plea that I make in the book, if we want to really see things change, we each need to come to the place where we could say, as Saul of Tarsus did just before he became the Apostle Paul, when he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, his first words were, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And if society's going to be changed, Christians are going to have to look to the Lord, to what he, in his power, will enable them to do and to be.
And it's amazing what individuals can do with God's help. But they've got to do it. They've got to be willing to submit, and they've got to be willing to become involved.
And they need to get educated.
Amen. That's why they need to get a copy of Betrayed by the Bitch. That is so
people funny. People ought to get them for their preachers. Pastors need to be educated. There are good men out there who've been brainwashed on this thing over the last 100 years that our citizenship is in heaven, and so we can't, and praise God it is in heaven, but they forget why God leaves us here to be salt and light, and preachers need to be informed. Preachers need to know what's going on and then warn their people. I think we mentioned Roscoe Pound a little earlier in the broadcast, that Harvard dean, who in his book Law and Morals said, the state is the unchallengeable authority, replacing Jehovah, handing down the law to Moses.
We'll be right back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is John Strummer. His book, Betrayed by the Bench, and it is, without any shadow of a doubt, the best book we have available on the Supreme Court. I've got all of the others and read them, but this is so vitally important because it really takes you back to an understanding of our Declaration of Independence, which is the key to understanding our Constitution, which is the key to understanding the source of our freedom, and the fact that there's been organized effort by the people of great wealth who are intent upon taking us into a world government to suppress this truth and to take it out of our textbooks and to keep it from being taught in our universities and from being taught in our law schools. They understand how important this is. That's why men like Alan Dershowitz would attack the Declaration of Independence. Why? Because they don't want freedom for the American people. They want them to be enslaved. And this is really what it's all about. Destroy the foundations of our freedom, and freedom becomes a remembrance of things past. So, John, you know, as you certainly go around talking to people about this, you found that really most lawyers don't even understand our Constitution and Declaration, do they?
That's exactly right. I did a survey. I spent over a year, and every judge and every attorney I met got up over 100 in the course of a year. And I'd asked the question, when you were in law school, you took a course in constitutional law. Many would say, yeah, they'd all say yes, and some of them would groan and say the book was that thick. And at that point, I would pull my Constitution out of my pocket, and I carry one all the time, and I'd say, now my question is this, when you took your course in constitutional law, in law school, did you actually read and study the Constitution itself, or did you just study Supreme Court decisions which told you what to believe about it? Well over 100. I found two attorneys who said, in law school, I actually studied the Constitution. There were a few others said I did it on my own so I could bug the liberal professors. 2 years ago, I had occasion to ask Roy Moore, when he was running for Chief Justice of Alabama. And I said, Roy, I asked him the question, and he kind of laughed and stepped back and said, about 10 years ago, as a sitting judge, I came to realize that even though I was a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, I was a law school graduate, I was a sitting judge, I realized I didn't know anything about the Constitution. I started to study it on my own, and I've been in trouble ever since.
Well, I just hope and pray that he wins the governorship of the state of Alabama. That would be.
I'd like to see that too, but I've also thought, if you thought that Roy Moore got in trouble as Chief Justice, wait until he's governor.
Right. Well, we need men like him, men of character and integrity, who really understand the Constitution and fear God, because that's what we need today. We've got too many people today who in positions of power who have no fear of God because they really don't believe in him or the fact that he is not only God of love, but he's also God of justice. Well, anyway, John, you know, certainly the important thing is to educate people about our Constitution, and we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program as to why people need to get Betrayed by the Bench.
Well, the message of Betrayed by the Bench is that you cannot properly understand and apply the Constitution of the United States apart from the Declaration of Independence. And we have a full chapter in there that shows why that is so, number one. And number two, it shows that the Declaration of Independence, those people just didn't say, well, God gave it to us because they thought it would sound good. The book actually shows how the Declaration of Independence has a biblical basis, a biblical foundation, and it even goes further and shows how each of the 10 amendments to the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, every one of them are based on a specific Bible reference. We truly were founded as a nation under God. And until we understand that and can get back to that, and a place to start educating yourself, your children, your grandchildren, your pastor, is to get a copy of Betrayed by the Bench.
Amen to that. And of course, you take God out of the nation, you end up with a nation ruled by men. Men are corrupt, and men will always enslave other men. So that's why we need to get back to our Constitution. We have people in highest positions of government who actually do not believe in the Constitution. Do we have time for you to tell the story about when you and I met with the man who today is the President of the United States?
I think we maybe have a quick time. Dr. Stan and I were a group of, I think there were 14 of us sitting around a table for about 2 hours with the then governor of Texas, and we were questioning him, and when my turn came to ask the question, the one I ask every politician, when you are elected to your office, Mr. Bush's case, it was when you're elected president, you'll put your hand on the Bible and swear to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he nodded his head, smiled, and I said, now my question is this. In preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution of the United States, would you see it your duty to veto any appropriation bills that financed unconstitutional federal activities? And I laughed and I said, that's pretty broad, be about half the federal government. I said, so I'll narrow it down. Would you veto the appropriations for the Department of Education and the National Endowment for the Arts? Thought that'd make it easy. That's the one where they put crucifixes in jars of urine and so forth. And Mr. Bush looked at me and he said, well, how could we know if they're unconstitutional? And I allowed as how Article 1, Section 8 spells it out very, very clearly. And a part of the problem that we faced, Dr. Stan was there, but he and I think, were the only two of the 14 people around the table that picked up the importance of that. And I had to realize finally that probably the last six presidents of the United States would have said the same thing. We've gotten so far away from our foundations.
And after the meeting, George Bush came over to John and I and said, that was a great question. I'm going to have to go home and think about it.
Right.
John, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. And John Stromer tells this story in his book. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we do carry Betrayed by the Bench. We think it's an important book, and as I was commenting, after John had asked a question, and some minutes later as we were standing there in the meeting room, why the man who is today the President of the United States came over and looked at John and said, you know, that was a great question. I'm going to have to go home and think about it, asking if he would, you know, veto bills that were unconstitutional. So we are in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand our Constitution. You need to pass that message on to your children and your grandchildren. You need to understand the source of our freedom, and you need to educate your minister, because he really doesn't know. And, of course, so if you'd like to get a copy of Betrayed by the Bench, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need also to get a copy of my little pamphlet. It's very inexpensive. It's called We Are a Republic, to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, and why it makes so much of a difference that we are not a democracy. Our founding fathers abhorred democracy. So why are we trying to establish democracy in the Middle East? Because democracy always deteriorates into despotism, and because our leaders are truly dedicated to the idea of a one-world authoritative government or authoritarian government under a new one-world leader, exactly as the Iranian leaders are, as many of the Jewish leaders are. This is really what it's all about. But, of course, this will bring about a terrible, horrible world tyranny. So you must understand what this is really all about. It's a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And one of the best tools we have is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And as you know, we're offering them by the case at a ridiculously low price. The book ordinarily sells for $12.95. Why, you can get a case of them for $149.95. Plus shipping, you'll get 64 copies of the book. You can sell the books, you can give them away, you can lend them. But they will begin to explain to people the true spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in, and the fact that there really are secret organizations working at the highest levels of our government, intent upon destroying our freedom. And if you're not involved now, who will be? How are we going to save our freedom if the people out there really don't care about it? So let me suggest, if you'd like to get a case of our book, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Basically, they won't be printed until we have the full number of cases pledged that we need to print the book. We're well over halfway there, so if you'd like to get a case of the books, it's an excellent tool to reach others. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get my talk on the World Revolution, which will give you the background of the continuing revolution that began at the time of the American Revolution and persists to this very day. What is going on in the Middle East? Michael Adeed had said, and we quote him on my latest newsletter, that the hunt for Osama bin Laden is simply an opening salvo in a great battle to transform the Middle East. And that's what it's all about. It's all about transforming the Middle East and bringing them into the New World Order. And then remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of VillaBrightsPress.com.